Outlier Moves. Disrupting business through unconventional wisdom.
Welcome to Outlier Moves, the podcast for solopreneurs and creators who refuse to follow the rules. Curated by Ollie Collard, each week we bring you smart strategies to help you stand out in a sea of sameness and move like an outlier. No hype, no fluff. So without further ado, let's get into it. Have you ever felt like the blueprint for success, the one they hand you in school, was designed for a different kind of person? That the straight line from a prestigious degree to a corner office just wasn't your path? What if that feeling of being an outsider, of not quite fitting the mold, is actually your greatest advantage? You know, I've spent my entire career in a world, storytelling, filmmaking, where the most valuable education often happens far away from a lecture hall. The most brilliant minds I've ever worked with weren't always the ones with the fanciest diplomas. They were the obsessive observers, the relentless tinkerers, the people who learned their craft not from a syllabus, but from deconstructing the work of others, from 1,000 failed experiments, and from an insatiable private curiosity. That's why this topic is so personal to me. It's a story of the maverick, the autodidact, the person who builds their own curriculum for life. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're calling it the outcast osmosis, this incredible, almost subconscious way that people who operate outside the traditional system absorb the skills, the knowledge, and the mindset for profound success. We're going to explore the world of the self-taught, the entrepreneurs who built empires from online courses, and the innovators who found their genius through radical, immersive experiences that no university could ever offer. So get ready to question everything you thought you knew about what it takes to learn, to build, and to win. Because the real lessons are about to begin. So let's be clear about this osmosis. It isn't passive. It's not some kind of gentle, ambient absorption of knowledge while you sit on the sidelines. It's an active, almost predatory form of learning. It is a hunt. In my world, you see it constantly. There's the film student who can recite the hero's journey because they memorize the textbook definition. And then there's the one who has watched The Godfather 47 times, not for the story anymore. Oh no, they're watching it to feel the exact moment a scene turns, to count the number of cuts in the baptism sequence, to reverse engineer the dread that Coppola builds, frame by painstaking frame. That isn't an assignment, that's a private obsession. An obsession is the true curriculum of the self-taught. It's what you do when no one's grading you. It's the practice you put in when the only person you have to prove anything to is yourself. This is the fundamental difference. The traditional system teaches you to follow a map someone else drew, but this is about learning to read the stars. It's about developing an instinct, a gut feeling for the mechanics of a thing that is so deeply ingrained it becomes part of your DNA. You don't just know the rules. You understand the underlying physics that created the rules. And once you understand that, well, that's when you can start to break them with intention. And that's the part that terrifies people, isn't it? The breaking. Because the entire system, the one we're all put through, is designed for the opposite. It's designed for compliance. It teaches you that the path to reward is paved with adherence. Don't colour outside the lines. Follow the rubric. Get the gold star. The problem is no one ever got a Nobel Prize or an Oscar or started a revolution by following a rubric. I see this constantly in my own world. You get these scripts that are technically perfect, I mean flawless. The inciting incident lands on page 12 on the dot. The midpoint is exactly where the gurus tell you it should be. And they are dead on the page, soulless, because the writer wasn't telling a story. They were assembling a product according to a manual. But then you get a script from someone who maybe never went to film school, but they've inhaled the Coen brothers. They've metabolized Tarantino. They don't just know the rules. They know the feeling the rules are supposed to create. And so they know how to create that same feeling by doing something completely different. That's not just a skill. It's a form of liberation. It's the moment you stop asking for permission, because that's the other secret, isn't it? The system is designed to make you wait for someone else, a boss, a teacher, a gatekeeper, to tell you you're ready, to tell you you're good enough. The person learning by osmosis, the one driven by that private obsession, they aren't waiting. They are building their own internal validation engine. They learn to trust their own eyes, their own gut. They're not looking for an A from a professor. They're looking for a heartbeat in the work itself. And let's be honest, building that internal engine, that's the real work, isn't it? Because the obsession, the deconstruction, that's the what, it's the craft. But trusting your own judgment when the entire world is screaming at you that you're wrong, that's the who. It's the quiet battle that happens at 2 a.m. when you're staring at a blank page or a piece of code that won't compile or a business plan that just looks insane on paper. Every external signal you've ever been trained to listen for is telling you to just follow the manual, to do the safe thing, the proven thing. But that internal engine, that little hum of conviction, it tells you something different. It says, no, that flaw you see, that's not a mistake. That's the signature. I've sat in rooms with executives, very smart, very successful people, who have pointed to a scene in one of my scripts and said, this doesn't work. It breaks the rules of pacing. It's uncomfortable. And you know what? They weren't wrong. According to the manual, that scene was a liability. But that gut feeling, that deep-seated understanding I got, not from a classroom, but from watching 1,000 films, it knew that the discomfort was the whole point. That scene was the heartbeat of the entire story. And you can't defend a heartbeat with a textbook. You can only defend it with conviction. This is the terrifying freedom of the outcast. You're no longer graded on a curve. You're not even in the same classroom anymore. The new metric is resonance. Does it feel true? And the only person who can answer that, the only one qualified to even ask the question, is you. It's a profound and, well, sometimes a profoundly lonely responsibility. And that loneliness, that's where the real alchemy happens. Because when you strip away the external validation, the gold stars, the grades, what are you left with? Just the work and your own voice. So I imagine the question hanging in the air for a lot of you right now is, what do I do with this? It's a powerful idea, but it's also a terrifying one. How do you start building that engine? It doesn't start with quitting your job or dropping out of school. No, it starts with a much smaller, quieter act of rebellion. So it starts the next time you have a creative impulse, an idea that breaks the pattern, and you choose not to ask for permission. You just do it. You write the uncomfortable scene. You pursue the illogical business idea. You learn the useless skill that you're obsessed with. You start by honoring one of your own eccentricities. You treat your own curiosity as if it's a sacred text. And here's the most beautiful part, that lonely path, it doesn't stay lonely forever, because once you start broadcasting on your own frequency, you start to find the others, the people who recognize that hum of conviction in you because they have it in themselves. You stop looking for mentors who will give you a map. And you start finding peers who are also navigating by the stars. Your community is no longer defined by a shared institution, but by a shared spirit. So the ultimate takeaway here, it's not that the traditional path is wrong, it's just that it's one path. And for many of us, it's a path that leads to a destination we were never meant to arrive at. So this whole idea of the outcast's osmosis, it's about giving yourself permission to believe that your unique way of seeing the world, that feeling of not quite fitting in, isn't a disadvantage to be overcome. It is the very source of your power. It is the signal, not the noise. Don't just follow the blueprint, be the architect. If today's episode sparked something, hit follow and share it with someone else, rewriting the rules. Until next time, keep moving like an outlier.
Bye-bye.
One, two, three.